Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great hour lined up for you. If you missed any of our first hour, truly do encourage you to tune in. Dan Gaynor was with us. We talked about the media bias and fake news and the things that they're hiding from us, including some of the malfeasance of Twitter. We'll actually probably get into that here in just a minute. And then in our last segment, if you didn't catch this, the University of Pittsburgh has been caught now. An investigation has discovered that federal grants sponsored the harvesting of live baby parts for experimentation at the University of Pittsburgh and the University of San Francisco. Details were brought forward by Judicial Watch and the Center for Medical Progress of a $3 million grant the National Institute of Health, Fauci's organization, gave the University of Pittsburgh to create a fetal tissue hub to dismember and distribute the organs of full-term aborted babies selected by race for inhumane experiments, and they were harvesting these babies' body parts while the baby was still alive. We talked about that. We'll talk about that here in a second with my next guest, because there's got to be something about this that's like not legal. I want to welcome to the program my constitutional attorney, David Shostokas. David, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you and your audience this morning, Greg. And the story that you're covering there at the moment gives me some. It makes me so happy that I've got an association with Judicial Watch, and we're working here with them in Illinois about on election matters on Illinois State Board of Elections violating federal law. And when they do things like this to bring to the attention of people how the government is just run away and misusing tax money, is makes you feel good to be. Have some association with an organization like Judicial Watch.
Sure. Well, the thing about this too, and I mentioned this in our previous segment, but I bring it up again, is, we are and rightfully so aghast at, China and them harvesting organs. I mean, they actually have an organ vacation. You can actually officially go to China on what they're calling an organ vacation, and they harvest organs out of dissidents, Christians and Uyghurs, and they keep them alive just long enough to pull all their organs out, and when there's nothing left, then they turn off the machines. But these are babies. These are the most innocent of innocent babies. I'm not saying that the Christians and the Uyghurs aren't innocent. They are. But this is in America. I guess maybe that's even more appropriate to suggest. This is happening right here in our country at a university. Again, as I mentioned, using government funds. David, there's got to be something about this that is a violation of some legal precedent.
Yeah, there no doubt is. And of course, this is the problem with having this huge runaway federal government that has more money than anybody knows what to do with. And, you know, I mean, clearly, we know that there was a $600,000 grant to that lab in Wuhan, China. And they're saying, well, it wasn't used for the advancement of alternative or advancement of, what did they call it, change of function.
Gain of function. Yeah, for gain of function experiments. It supposedly wasn't used. Give me a break.
Yeah, well, it really doesn't matter. Money is something that people should understand. Money is fungible.
Uh-huh.
If you give the lab $600,000 to do one thing, that means they have assets to do something else. So when you support these things, the fact that you know, you say, "Oh, it wasn't supposed to be used for that," then it still gave folks the ability to do bad things.
Right.
So and of course, you know, the government is just too freaking big because we cannot control what they do, and this is completely wrong. Now, regarding this situation, what comes to mind at the moment, of course, is I'm not familiar with the details or the condition of these fetuses or whatever, but still outstanding, despite the fact that the guy that's sitting in the White House says that he will support the repeal of what they call the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment says no money, no taxpayer money will be utilized for abortion in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And at the very least, this would have run afoul of the Hyde Amendment. And what do you do? What do you do? You should have the executive folks fire the people that spent the money that is in violation of the law. But will they do that? No, of course not, because they support these people. So this is the control of Congress over our spending. Congress is supposed to be preeminent in the Constitution in terms of the money that the government spends. No, not a dime is supposed to be spent without having been authorized by the Congress. The Congress, of course, has abdicated that responsibility, which is directly in the Constitution, by giving these huge, you know, literally trillions of dollars to executive agencies and turn the executives loose with essentially blank checkbooks. It's like having a credit card with no limit.
Well, and let's you know, revisit the idea. The Hyde Amendment suggests that says that you're not supposed to pass federal funding that pays for abortion. Yet we know that Planned Parenthood's one of their major purposes is to provide quote unquote reproductive services. Folks, don't let that fool you. That is abortion. That's one of their primary purposes. And between 2016 and 2018 alone, they spent $271 million in federal grants, not counting all the Medicaid reimbursements that they received.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that comes back to the original point that money is fungible.
Yep.
If in fact you supply Planned Parenthood with $200 million to provide counseling, that allows Planned Parenthood to take $200 million from somewhere else in their bank account and provide these services that are prohibited by the Hyde Amendment. So to pretend that you put money in one pocket and then it doesn't find its way to another pocket is just fraud on the American people.
No question.
Yeah, it's just fraud, and the Congress is a willing participant in that activity.
And we, the people, have the power to stop these things But we have got to get engaged. We've got to get involved. We're the ones that hire and fire the people that are doing this nonsense. And so at the end of the day, bearer of bad news here, the blood's on our hands if we're not engaged in the fight. If we're sitting back and not doing anything and not making our voices heard and not voting and not finding out and being educated and understanding and speaking out the truth about what's really going on, then we have innocent blood on our hands. It's not to guilt trip anyone. It's just to simply say, look, we have a responsibility. Our form of government, a constitutional republic, is different than anybody else's in the entire world. Nobody else has what was given to us by our founding fathers. And it was given to us with the understanding that we recognize that God gives us these rights. And he's just like that vineyard overseer that went away and left the people to run the vineyard and is now coming back to say, how have you managed my vineyard? He's going to be asking that question, David.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And the task seems so Herculean. And I think that's what people have problems with, is in terms of they see these huge, and the task seems so Herculean, but what they need to do is they need to look at their own skill set, mm-hmm. and their own abilities,
yes.
and see where they have the ability to contribute,
yes.
to reigning in this government. You know, one of the projects going on here right at the moment in Illinois is 2 years ago, there, of the 118 members of the Illinois House of Representatives, 40 of the Democrats ran unopposed for the.
I lost you. Hello, David.
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You said 40 ran. Okay, go ahead. Ran unopposed.
40 ran unopposed, which means, of course, they have no responsibility to anybody, and so. They're working hard here to see to it that there's nobody that runs unopposed for any office here in the state of Illinois. And I think that should be something that should be done all across the country, because that way the people that are running, even if it's somebody is not completely involved, it you'd still makes the people that are running
accountable.
Accountable. That's
accountable.
Exactly right.
It makes them accountable.
The only way you can hold them accountable is by making sure that they have actual opposition on the ballot.
To challenge them.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. to challenge them.
And there's too many places where that doesn't happen, where ultimately a small majority can get control of a legislature through the fact that a good chunk of their membership did not have any opposition when they were running.
Well, and let me turn that into also on the voting side of this. Look, many of us, better than half of America, according to polls, has questions about the integrity of the elections. And I know people going back 10, 15 years that don't vote today. Because 15 years ago, they said, you know what, my vote doesn't matter, it doesn't count, no, it's not going to make any difference anyway, they're deciding this, and our votes don't make any difference. There is a percentage of Americans that just don't vote, and there's more that are disgusted with this. The point that what I'm going to make is what you just said. But the election process and the integrity of that election process, the responsibility for that is on us. We can be poll watchers, just like you were, David, just like you organized people in Allegheny County in Pennsylvania. We can be the poll watchers. We can be the ones that actually do the counting of the elections and make sure that it's done correctly. And if there's a supervisor in there that is trying to do something shady, yes, by all means, you say something. And if enough people at the table are all saying something, just by the sheer force of that, you begin to make the change. And that's so important. All right, we're going to come back. When we get back, David, I want to ask you about what, the FDA approves these things, And I'm going to give you a list of some things that they approved where damages existed for people. Where's the responsibility? We'll be back right after this.
Right.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, David Shostokas. David, I think it's interesting, what you were sharing with me in the break, and important for us to understand. I was going to talk to us just briefly, and I guess I will very quickly go through this, but the FDA approved Quaaludes, which are now considered a Schedule I drug like heroin. The FDA also approved DES, a synthetic form of estrogen that was marketed to expecting mothers who preferred to have a healthy baby. It claimed to prevent spontaneous abortion, miscarriage, and premature labor. Studies soon showed that mothers who took DES during the first 5 months of pregnancy were more likely to suffer from complications with their reproductive systems. The FDA banned it in 1971. The FDA also approved Vioxx as an anti-inflammatory, and everybody knows what happens with that. 27,000 heart attacks or deaths linked to cardiac problems. We've got 13,000 plus, and Thomas Renz has a whistleblower that suggests 45,000 on just one VAERS report, and they won't shut down this vaccine program. And then they approve Fen-Phen for weight loss. Remember that one, folks? Thousands with heart conditions. It goes on and on. But how did the FDA get started, David?
Well, the history is a little bit longer than this, but at the turn of the 20th century, there was a book that was written by a writer by the name of Upton Sinclair called The Jungle. The Jungle was theoretically supposed to have been an expose of the miserable, horrible working conditions and the way the processing of meat took place in the stockyards in Chicago. And the central to the story of the FDA was the experiences of Lithuanian immigrants who were the prime employees in the stockyards in Chicago. My grandmother was among the employees at the stockyards, among the Lithuanian immigrants who worked there. And after I had read the book in high school, it was required reading in high school. And I went to visit with my grandmother, and I said, you know, this is a story about you and the people that, you know, you worked with while you were at the stockyards. And I shared with her sections and portions of the book. And my grandmother said it was all a lie. She said the bacon room was very, very clean. She worked in the bacon room. People had clean clothes every day. They washed the floors. Everybody was required to wear hairnets. She said, no, nothing that Mr. Sinclair had to say about those conditions was accurate. And wow, that book had caused a huge stir across the country about the safety of America's food supply. And at that point in time, the FDA's powers were expanded and given huge, huge authority. And it was basically based upon the lie that was in the book called The Jungle. Nobody's, of course, ever really followed up and contested Sinclair, because it gave the government to do what it likes to do. It likes to find a crisis, expand its authority, and then impose its will on the people.
And then with the Chevron doctrine, which says now that these agencies like the FDA, the EPA, the ATF, and the BLM, and so on, don't have any oversight. There's nobody that can stop them. They have their own court system. They create their own laws. And when you get in there, you don't have any constitutional rights.
Yeah, no, this is horrible. And that's what we need to do. We need to have people run at every level of government, do what they can to rein in the government.
Yep. And we have to stop this bureaucratic state, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be aware of it, and it needs to be stopped. And if we had actual representation in Congress, in the Senate, at the executive level, these entities would not be able to continue to do what it is that they're doing. And if the Supreme Court actually did its job, it would be considered to be unconstitutional for any of these entities to exist. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. David Justokas has been our guest. Find him at CG Contributors.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.